Hello, Audio Boo, or Boo Commu, as Emmy called us all once. I quite like that, Boo Commu. I think that was quite good. I don't normally do these talky boos as often, but I'm doing this one today just to share with you what I'll be doing later. Salwa has done boos about weird comments that she's got about being blind and stuff, and she has a daughter, and people saying stupid things like, oh, it'll be great when she grows up, she can be your eyes and stuff, when, you know, Salwa has been changing her nappies and all the things that mums do for her, actually. So, you know, and as if that's the reason why blind people have babies, just to be like a substitute human instead of a guide dog, that sort of thing. And yeah, not good, not good. Freaky Foof has been doing stuff about sighted guide stories, and I'm sure I can contribute to those at some point soon. But Salwa was also saying, how do you counteract these negative perceptions that people have of how helpless you are as a blind person? Well, before I answer that, I will just warn you that my bus could come any second, because I'm waiting for it, and it's really cold. It's freezing. So I might have to give you a few seconds worth of pocket boo when it does, if I haven't finished rambling by then. So, I'm doing something small tonight towards trying to undo some of these ridiculous perceptions, which, by the way, I think actually come out of the fact that there is no education or negligible education in schools about blindness or deafness or disabilities in general, you know, really. So, unless you happen to have someone with a disability in your school, in which case the poor kid has to put up with all the silly comments that the other kids make, then you know, people won't have seen people with disabilities and, you know, seen them being capable. There'll be me and another gentleman tonight, and what we're doing is we're going to be talking to a group of scouts. I offered to do this a while ago when I spoke to a friend of mine about, because he does scouts, and I said, you know, I'd be happy to come and talk to them about blindness and stuff. So I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to see what John, the other gentleman who's also blind, is going to want to speak to them about as well. But the things I want one or other of us to include would be, well, one of the things I want to get them to do is just close their eyes and just listen to what they can hear. You know, like, and some people will be listening to this and going, well, they won't hear anything, will they, if they're all closing their eyes and listening. But, you know, someone will fidget, somebody might cough or blow their nose or sneeze. Somebody might move into a more comfortable position. And the kinds of things you can hear, which you wouldn't necessarily realise that you can hear, unless you're not looking as well, because if you can see, you, I think I'm right in saying, having never seen myself, I can't be, you know, categorically sure, but I think I'm pretty much right in saying that if you can see, you tend to, it's nice and quiet. Oh, listen to the bird. That is a blackbird. And that's another blackbird. Just let you listen to that. Talking of listening. Yeah, traffic's drowning it out a bit now, but I thought, oh, that was, you know, it's quite nice, and it fitted in quite well, didn't it, with the listening theme. But I think often you would, you know, work out where people are by seeing them and everything if you're sighted, because that's, you haven't lost any sense, so that's what you do, you know. So listening is something I want to show them is so important if you're blind, and that actually you can pick up a lot more from listening than you think. Speak to them about if they help anyone, about guiding and how the blind person should always take the arm of the sighted guider. What the cane is for, if they don't know, like how you find stuff with it. You know, that you find steps and things like that with your cane, and that's the reason you have it, and so that people will understand, you know, not to pick up your cane. And I have had people try to guide me by actually picking my cane up, and that's my sort of touchstone with the ground, so I don't want people to be doing that. That's my I don't know whether sight substitutes over egging it a bit. I think it is, really, but you know what I mean. That's my my way of orienteering. If you want, if I take your other arm, you know, fine, but don't pick up my cane, because if you are sort of nervous, and some of them will be nervous, you know, if they've never guided somebody blind before, and they might not remember to tell you about steps and things, or the steps might be uneven, they might be different heights or different lengths, and so you are much better off if you're guiding someone who's competent at using a cane. You are far better off letting them carry on using it even when they're being guided, and then that way they're far less likely to fall up or down steps if you don't remember to tell them that they're there. I'm taking a little kids puzzle that I've got that's it's one where you slide the different pieces around to make the right shape, and often they're picture ones, but this one's a 3D, you know, one that you can feel. Might get them to close their eyes and touch something, like everyday things, like perhaps different coins, and see if they can tell what they are, and if they can't, explain, you know, the differences, and perhaps they'll notice them once I've explained, you know, about how a pound is thicker, and you know, the 50 pence is bigger, and it's got the serrated edges and things like that. It's more difficult, particularly it would be if you're not used to it, to tell the difference between something like 20 pence and a penny, because they're pretty much the same size. So you have to feel, sort of, you have to pay a bit more attention, really, because the it's sort of multi-sided, but it's not so obvious. And I'm going to have to put you in my pocket, because I'm sure that's my bus, so just give me a moment and enjoy my getting on the bus bit of the boo. That was that was polite. Somebody just gave me a seat. Anyway, I'll bring this to a close now, I think, because it's a bit noisy on this bus. Yeah, I'll be talking to the scouts, and there'll be more I'll speak to them about. And of course, they can ask questions too. But as long as, I mean, I haven't actually spoken to the other gentleman who'll be doing the session with me tonight. It just so happens that my friend who does the scouts knows both of us. So, you know, there'll be things he wants to talk about. I haven't even scratched the surface of everything I'll talk about, but it's the starting points. If you mention things that you think I really should say to them, you know, feel free to send me a tweet or comment on Facebook. Or send me an audio boo message, although I won't really be on there that much now, because it won't be that long till I go and do the session. Anyhow, it's far too noisy to carry on with this now, so I'm going to finish. And hope, I don't know, maybe some sighted people got informed by that. Oh, and the other thing I will be sure to cover is, you know, if you ask someone who's blind if they need help and they say they're fine, then please just believe them, unless they're about to fall down a hole or something, in which case, you know, it might still be nice to say, stop, you're going to fall down a hole. Yeah, that's my boo for today, I think. And perhaps I'll do another boo and let you all know, you know, how it went and what happened and things tomorrow, maybe. Okay, have fun, everybody, and keep warm if you're somewhere as cold as I am. Bye. Right, a bit of a PS. The other thing I'm going to be sure to cover with them will be how blind people use technology, because the misconception is always that you speak to it, and while that is doable and possible, I'll explain that it's far more important that the technology speaks to you all the time, not just when you use Siri or something, but all the time. So, reading your texts and everything, emails, e-books, I'll explain about those. Also, people don't know how you use a phone keypad. Try and show them a phone with a dot on the 5. I'll see if the friend who's doing the scouts has got something like that. Not quieter on the bus now, so now that I've listened to what I recorded before, lots of people have got off. It's school going home time, so that's why there were so many pretty well behaved. They're just loud. I think John's going to show them how he uses a computer, but I'm not sure. But I'm going to show them my iPhone. But also, probably an older phone. And also, I've got my Bluetooth, I've got a rubber Bluetooth keyboard. I've got that in my bag. And it's got, you know, the marks on the F and J. So I'll show them how I do touch typing. See if any of them know what it is, you know, before I show them. Because it's always good, I think, if you want people to remember, to let them say things, you know. Do you know what touch typing is? Or do you... back to the listening thing, you know. Have you noticed how you find things in the dark if you've had a power cut or something? You know, it's always good to get them to give you some of the answers that they know, and especially because I think they go from about the age of 10 and a bit to 13, so, you know, on the verge of teenagerness if they haven't already got there, so, you know, want to treat them like young adults, not, you know, talk to them like babies or anything. But at the same time, I do want to engage them. So, hopefully it should be good. I think it's two. They do it for 2 hours, scouts, I think, tonight. So, like I say, I'll probably report back tomorrow. Have fun, everybody. Now for real this time. Bye bye. Oh, and one more PS. We've got a baby on the bus now. The PS is I'll also be mentioning Braille and that it's now on bottles of tablets and things and how important Braille is. But I will also explain that, you know, or perhaps my co-presenter will be explaining that, not everybody knows Braille. I don't actually know if he does or not. I'm not sure. I have to find out. We're having tea first, so I have to find out what things he wants to talk about and so on, so that we don't end up treading on each other's toes kind of thing. But I will show them some Braille. I've even bought an old-fashioned Braille frame and stylus. I have no clue what's going on in the back of the bus there. It's a bit strange. And I might also explain, when talking about listening, about how, places that are really noisy are actually really difficult to navigate, like when there's a massive road sweeper or you're on a station platform and there's still a train there. It's really difficult to sometimes hear where you are because there's just this all-consuming noise and you can't hear where the people have gone necessarily. If you don't know the station well, you can't follow them because you don't know, you can't hear where they've gone because the train is too loud and things like that. Okay, I think I really am going to go. Oh, and I said 50 pences had serrated edges earlier, and I didn't mean that at all. I meant multi-sides. They have 7 sides, I think. And nobody might have noticed, but just in case, 50 pences don't have serrated edges at all. 10 pences and 5 pences do, and so do pound coins, and they're thicker. So there you go. Bye.